Thank you for holding. Is this Arthur?
This is.
Hey, Arthur. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day, but, you know, good problem to have. Rather be too busy than not busy enough.
Correct.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara?
Yes.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to apply an established business credit. But okay. Did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I mean, I just, bottom line for me is how much is it? And then, you know, we can go from there.
Okay. Yeah. Let me apply this established.
I've been doing this a while. I don't really advertise.
Mm-hmm. Any reason why?
No. I have plenty of work. Mm-hmm. So it's me and it's a family business. I only have a couple people working for me. And then I have some subcontractors and helpers that come in when we need them.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so.
Gotcha. So you kind of have a book of business pretty much built up.
Yeah, and I try to keep, again, you know, the overhead and everything down to keep it small, keep it all, you know?
Right. I get that. You know, low overhead is a good business model, you know, just to ensure you guys are good to go for the future, you know. I don't want to say that we're calling you about spending more money necessarily, but we did put you at the top of the qualified candidates list for the placement because we saw you were doing the Home Advisor by Angie's List program. And usually
we're going to try that, and which I'm already, you know, after one, I had told them I didn't want it turned on yet. And then I had started to get caught, and it wasn't supposed to ring through to my phone. It was ringing through to my cell phone. It was supposed to go to my business line where it could leave a message or if somebody was there answering the phone, and then we'd follow up from there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, again, all this is confusing to me because, again, I'm not very tech savvy, so my son helps me sometimes with it. But anyway, it was already, like, I already got annoyed by it.
I get that. I mean, if you're annoyed by it already, I have bad news though. You're probably going to get even more annoyed when, you know, you start noticing they charge you for the lead fee even when you don't get the job. It's a paper lead.
Exactly.
Paper job, right?
Exactly. And I don't need 12 leads coming through every day. Mm-hmm. And that, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me. So that might not carry on too long.
Well, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you'll be able to see, like, the opportunity at play here. If you know, we list you independently here with the position that we have available. Again, we haven't had a listing available in 9 months for this service area in your industry. You know, if we list you independently, it's going to cut out your middleman in that situation because Home Advisor by Angie's is paying Google in order to be on the first page, and that's how they're getting those leads that they're selling to you now. But, you know, Google Places, where we're talking about listing you, 90% of the time they actually pick from here. They don't actually go down and click on that Home Advisor listing. So if we list you there, you can expect equal or greater volume without the lead fees or the leads going to three or four other guys.
Right.
It's just a flat monthly rate. So that's why I was saying we were calling you first, because it's usually not a conversation about spending more money. You're usually going to spend more money if you're getting 10 leads a month off of Home Advisor. You know, then it would cost you to be listed independent.
It's the other, you know, again, we're so busy. I kind of satellite around and look at jobs when I can that are close.
Right.
But I'm literally right in it, in the field, running equipment. You know, I'm not.
Well, you know, here's the thing with your established business credit, you're highly favored by Google. So as their partner, they kind of want us to look for guys that have experience too. And then with that being said, they offer you pricing structures that's pretty dramatically different.
Go ahead and give me some ideas of what you're thinking, and then.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't something I'll decide on right now today at this time.
Well, it is something that we're looking to fill, right? And we can only put you up there when there's a spot open. So I do want to say that,
right?
But if you look at who's there now, like Greener Horizon LLC, those guys are on a platinum package.
They're huge. They're huge companies.
Right,
you know?
Right. De La Rocco's all cleaned up.
Yep.
Right.
I know all those guys. Actually, I know them, you know, I see them often.
Well, if we put you up there, you're the most experienced one of all those guys, right? So you kind of have a leg up if we could just put that in there, up there in front of the community. I don't think anybody would have a problem with you getting that volume, and then you could, by all means, cherry pick through it. You know what I mean? Take what you want.
Right.
Push aside what you don't want. They could call the other guys up. But the reason I mentioned them is because they're on platinum packages. So it comes with a custom website design. They have a nice website, right? The custom or the platinum package, it's advertised at $4.99 per month. But because of your established business credit, if you wanted to come on board with us today, we could do it at $1.99 month to month, which is close to our wholesale cost, and you'll still get the custom website design included in the service.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a website.
Oh, you have one?
Already. Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that there was any of them out there. So I was throwing that in for it at no charge. Okay. So if you already have a site, I mean, we could use that. There's no need to rebuild one for you.
Yep.
But at $199, I know, you know, the first client we bring you each month is going to offset that cost. I don't think you're getting out of bed for less than that. So as far as, like, keeping your overhead low, and then if you fast forward, like, 30, 45 days from now, I think you'll probably shut the Angie's List or Home Advisor program off completely. I don't think you'll be buying leads anymore. So that should save you some money.
Yeah, I'm going to try it, you know, and see how it goes. And, you know, again, like you said, you can turn it off when you're not using it.
Yep, there's no cancellation fee or anything like that. But I'm going to get in there and make sure, like, I'll be the account lead. I'll make sure that everything goes smoothly and we get it all up and running and put you in position. So that way at the end of the month, you can evaluate it. And I'm telling you, if you compare them side by side, it's a no-brainer. You'll love it.
Right.
Everyone.
I can't do anything until next week anyway, just because we got some stuff we're taking care of and I'm not going to be around.
Okay. So that's fine because it's going to take a couple days to get it all up and running anyway. We have to send you this postcard in the mail. So even if I signed you up today, you know, that card takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you. So by the time you're back in town and ready to go, we just get the 5-digit number off the back of that in your mailbox and then we can go ahead and go live with the profile. It's a PIN verification letter that Google sends you. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you in the mail. So I was saying, if you're leaving for like 5 or 10 days, that actually works out because you're not really going to be seeing traffic from it or need to be answering calls from it for the first week anyway.
And then what we can attach our website to it, or you guys can build one better, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I can build one better or I can attach it. I haven't actually looked at your site, but I know the ones that we build are about as high quality as it gets because it's designed for this placement and it's designed to automatically shape to whatever device that your customers are searching on.
Right.
Okay. So they're pretty nice, but I haven't actually looked at your site, so I can't say, your site's
bad.
Well,
I just was asking. So I can turn this on and off?
Correct. Yeah, it's month by month.
Month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we just go 30 days at a time. So if you give me the go-ahead and you say, hey, you want to try it and you sign up today, you're only committing until November 10th.
Sure.
So you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What's your last name, Arthur?
Wood. W-O-O-D.
Okay, just like the business name. And then the street address?
The business name is Woods with an apostrophe.
Oh, no. Yeah, I got it in front of me. I just wanted to make sure that I, you know, heard you correctly.
But I'm just Wood with no S.
Gotcha. Not plural. Okay. And then I found a 4 Old Thomas Street in Middleborough, 02346. Yep. Is that accurate?
It is.
Okay. And you could receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, is that your other half I hear there in the background?
Yes, he's helping me.
Okay.
Hi,
Miss Wood. No, no problem. So,
when we Google his landscaping business, it comes up as a Facebook page because that's what we have it on. Do we have it on anything else?
No. So I'm gonna create a Google business profile for him. That's what this is about. So we're going to create an actual Google page where, like, you'll have Google reviews for the business, and then we're going to go in the back end of that page and do what's called optimization. So that way he shows up for people who are just looking up the services. So that way if somebody just types in, like, landscaping and doesn't know your company, they'll be able to see that Google business profile pop up with you guys as top recommended, and then they could call you directly from there.
Right. I just looked it up, and I saw all the other people. So,
There's a postcard coming in the mail, Mrs. Wood. It says Google right on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back. So I don't know if you're the one who usually checks the mail, but I just want to give you a heads up on that. Don't throw it away or mistake it for junk mail. I need that little number when it comes in, okay? All right. And then, Arthur, what's the best phone number for your clients to contact you? Do you want to use this line that we're on now?
No, this is my cell phone, so.
Okay. I'll make sure that's not posted anywhere on the internet. But what did you want to use as the primary business line?
508.
946.
8587.
8587, okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
It's usually, like, I think we're listed usually from, like, 9 to 3.
9 to 3. Okay. And you want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Monday through Friday for the phone calls, because, that's fine.
Okay. You want to go Saturday and Sunday closed, or, like, by appointment only?
People can call and leave a message, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's why I put appointment only, because they'll still call. It'll still say, like, you're open for calls. But your actual work hours are 9 to 3 Monday through Friday. So they don't expect you to actually go out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Nope. I don't think any cards.
Okay. So cash and check, no card. All right. Perfect. So far, so good.
My wife's saying I should. Nobody really ever asks if they can use a card. I've never had, but of course my wife's going, you should take cards.
Yeah, you can, but when you do it, Arthur, you want to make sure you guys communicate with your bank, because the bank, they charge a fee. So it could be anywhere from like 2% to 6%. And it doesn't seem like much, but if you start getting a bunch of transactions, or all your transactions are coming through as card, you know, then you start losing a good chunk of profit there.
I don't really want to do that. I've been fine the way I am, so we'll keep it the way it is.
The way I help my guys get through it, though, too, is, if just for convenience, if you keep coming across people asking to use the card, I could always, you know, create the site or post on your current site that if they do use a payment method like that, the fees are going to be on them, not on you.
Correct.
Way they know there's an extra 2 to 6%. So just food for thought. Don't let it hinder you. It's just how we market you. I got to get in there and change it. Okay.
Okay.
And then what's the primary business email where I could send everything in writing? And then I'm also going to send you an invoice receipt so you can write it off.
It's woodslandscaping2013@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Want to wait till I'm done with this?
All right. And do you know the actual name of your website? Is it just woodslandscaping.com?
It's what do you got? AJ, how's that listed? That web. Hold on one second. It's Woods Landscaping and Construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I overheard Mrs. Wood there, so I just kind of went ahead and typed it in. But I got it here. So the woods, the plural woods landscaping and construction.com, it's actually not pulling up a site right now.
That's not it, Victoria. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry.
Woods-landscape.com. It's right there.
Woods-landscape. Right. It's okay.
Woods-landscape.com.
Okay. I got you guys. Don't fight over it, okay?
Yeah, right.
We're going to figure it out. I could always plug in the number,
too. Two old people.
Two old people.
Yes.
Gotta have. I don't know what's the issue. Isn't the old people? It's the lack of patience in the young people.
I can't see when I'm looking at.
Yeah, no need to scream at each other, right? All right, so I got the profile. I got the website squared away. I will send over my number though for you could share that with Mrs. Wood. I know if she's helping you, if she has any questions, I want to make sure that you could still reach out to me if you need it, okay?
Yep.
All right, I'll text that over to him right now. And then there's going to be a client interview, Arthur. The client interview is where we sit you down and we ask you about all the services you provide, and they'll go over like the service area you cover. And then the website, I mean, you have a domain name, but there's not actually a site up. So we'll build the website on that domain, but we'll probably need your son or whoever bought that domain name to help us log into it initially. Once we log into it, we can just go ahead and build it out for you. But in that client interview, we're going to want to address some of that. So what's your schedule look like for tomorrow? Is there like an hour window?
Not good.
Okay.
Not this week at all.
This week? Oh, shoot.
It wouldn't be this week at all.
Usually we schedule a client interview next day. The client interview, you don't have to be in person. It's just a phone call like this. It's about a 20 to 30 minute call with set questions. We already know like what to ask.
Oh yeah, you can do it orally. I thought you were saying you're sending somebody like, you know.
Yeah.
No. We'll do it over the phone. So we'll call you and then they'll have set questions and I'll walk you through the client interview.
Yeah, you can call me.
Okay. What's a good time
around
tomorrow?
Lunchtime.
Between
11 and 12.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation for 11 to 12 Eastern Standard, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, okay? So I'll shoot you a text at about 10 o'clock, just, hey, we're going to give you a call, and let me know if anything changes. If it's not a good time for you, I could reschedule it, but I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible so I can...
Yeah, no, that ain't a problem. That won't be a problem.
Okay. You got a little bit of time to show you guys some return on investment.
Everybody just got back from work, so you kind of... This time of day is tough, but now it's quiet here. They all left.
All right. I'll duly note that for future contacts. Like, okay, call them after 4 o'clock or around 4 o'clock.
Between 4 and 5, we're all usually just – I was back a little earlier than them, so.
I gotcha. All right, so I got the profile squared away. I got that client interview all set. I have your cell phone just in case I need to get a hold of you, but I have all the contacts for customers going to that 8587 number.
Yeah, you guys, the cell phone's fine for you. Okay.
Yeah. So if you get a call from the 877 number on your cell phone, it's just me pretty much contacting you.
Yes. Okay.
All right, and then that concludes the initial setup of the account. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Yep. I have a card here for you.
Okay, and it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Mine and the business. Well, I'm a DBA, so
okay.
It says Arthur N. Wood. It says Arthur, middle initial, N. Wood, the third, Woods Landscaping. It's a Visa.
Okay. Yeah, the third on there. Okay, and the billing address is the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN to?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you, Arthur.
All right, it's 4060.
4060.
5706.
5706.
4238. 6651.
6651. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Is 3/26.
3/26. And then there's a three-digit code on the back.
Yep, 117.
117. Okay, and there's a security question on your profile in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives or vice versa. So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My first pet.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Arthur?
Hunter.
Hunter?
Yep.
Okay. Make sure to share that with Mrs. Wood.
Yeah.
Okay. They will ask you that if you call in. If you call me directly, no problem. I'll recognize you. But my representatives, maybe they haven't heard from you before, or if you call customer service, you know, I want to make sure you know that before you move forward with anything, they'll ask you that security question.
Okay.
All right. Update. All right, perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and we're good to go until tomorrow. I'm also going to send you everything in writing. So there is a form, actually, where we're probably going to need Mrs. Wood's help for that, too. But the form is going to ask for, any license insurance that you have or that's required by the state, and some pictures for you guys to send in. It's pretty easy to fill out. I'll send it to you here in just a second, but just give you a heads up on that, and then I'll also send you an outline of the agreement in writing so you have documented everything we're doing for you.
But, okay.
All right, I'm going to walk you through this recording. It's pretty easy. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yes.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Arthur. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our business and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Woods Landscaping.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Arthur Wood. I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Arthur, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to bug you if you're missing missing a call here and there, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I'm not the, you know.
Yeah, I know how it is. You get booked up for a while.
I get not even that. I just get sidetracked and I'm getting older. I think I can throw it off, you know.
You sound like you're doing all right. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got a roofing contractor that I work with, up in this area, and he's up there. He's like 86 and he's still, he doesn't obviously get on the roofs or anything like that, but their family's had the business for like 40 plus years and he just kind of answers the phones and organizes the work, sends people out on jobs and stuff, give quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, you sound like you're doing a lot better than him.
Yeah.
You know, you get up there. Yeah. Basically, you just kind of, you're going to get to a point where.
For a 50-year-old man.
So. Oh, yeah. You're doing fine. I just turned 30 yesterday. So. You're doing
fine. Mentally I'm 25, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you sound like we're in the same age group. If you wouldn't have said anything, I wouldn't have known, really. You sound like you're 30, 35. But okay, so we're on a recording still. Sorry about that. So it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything else. We just want a heads up so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. Okay?
Yes, I got you.
All right. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, oh, I already went over that. Well, my apologies. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 10th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, this is going to be for a platinum package bundle, so I've included a custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 10th day, but you'll keep the discounted price of $199 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So that's not just like a first month deal or an introductory rate. Yeah, you'll keep that as long as you choose to remain with us. It'll stay same pricing structure. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, call fees, or anything like that with the service. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before your next billing or the 10th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email. They're also going to send over that form for the Google verification. Actually, I think you may already have it there. If you go to your text, looking, it'll be from an 877 number.
I got it.
All right,
I got it right in.
So the one that says, Arthur, thank you for choosing Local Splash with a link, that one's going to be the outline of the agreement in writing. And then the other one that'll say photos needed for Google verification, that's the one where I was thinking maybe we'll need your son and your other half to jump in there and help us kind of gather your paperwork and everything and send it in. Once you're Google verified, even if you leave us later, Arthur, you're Google verified. It stays that way. You still keep your Google business profile that your missus was saying she couldn't find one for you. You'll still have that even if you leave us later, right? That's something you'll always have. And it'll say that you got that years of experience and your reviews and everything. It'll all be on there.
Okay.
So the service is really about keeping you on the first page. No. You could sign off on it now if you like. Totally fine. We want to make sure that subscription terms is signed off on before the client interview tomorrow.
What's that? The first message you got here?
Yeah, the one that has the outline of the agreement. It'll say click here to sign your subscription terms. I have like a link there with your phone number in it, and the link.
Your invoice to have.
That's here.
It'll start as Arthur. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Yeah, at the bottom it'll ask you to sign your first and last as it appears.
Well, like I said, I certify that I am.
Mm-hmm. Authorized. Not somebody pretending to be you or something. Yeah. You want to check that? Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you a big leap into the future. So I know you haven't been using this, you know, doing any kind of online advertising, but I think this would be a real eye opener for you. You know,
my buddies tell me I could have it, you know, it'd be good to have a little stuff to fill in between. I just have all these guys that call me all the time, and we're usually available to just go do whatever they need. So I checked off, I certify I'm the holder on the card, and then where it says sign, so what am I going to put my full name here, right?
Yeah, the name will be typed just above the box. So usually you can see your name printed there, and then it'll say, you know, the signature has to match with that name. So it should just be under Arthur Wood. Or there might be a middle initial in there. It's possible.
The signature.
Confirm.
I hit confirm and it keeps... Okay. All right, now what? I set up a username and a password here?
At the end of your client interview, they're going to send over a separate email. And this would be good for your son because it has an app or your other half too. But they'll send over... No, don't worry about it right now. Don't worry about it right now. All I want you to focus on is being available for the client interview tomorrow. And then, like I told Mrs. Wood, when that postcard comes in the mail, I need the 5-digit number off the back of it. And then also fill out that other form, sending over, like, your license, insurance, your important documents. And that'll go straight over to Google. Once we have all that, it's easy. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of answering the phone calls as they come in. Try to get as good of reviews as you can from your customer, which I'm not really concerned about with your level of experience. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can handle whatever gets thrown at you.
Sure.
Yeah. When you say license, you mean his hydraulic license or his regular license?
The regular licensing. But you could send in the hydraulic one as well if you guys want to have us listed for... Yeah, if we're listing him for services that involve him using the hydraulics, then you're going to want that licensing in there because that gives people the comfortability to just hire you right on that phone call. They already have everything, you know, they already looked you up on your website, saw everything.
And the other thing we're trying to promote is, again, on my Woods Landscaping, it says Woods Landscape and Construction and Machine Rental. A lot of people think, like, you know, they go rent a piece of equipment for the day. It's $1,000. Then they're going to have it delivered. Then they're going to put fuel in it. Then they got to pay for like a temporary, they got a hydraulics license for the day to rent this piece of equipment. So what we do is I advertise to a lot of people that I talk to where they can rent us with an operator. So when they rent the machine, they're paying that rental rate and it gets done properly and we have all the licenses. You follow what I'm saying? For stuff like
yeah.
to pick up a debris pile or...
Yeah, and the insurance,
you know.
Too. It's a huge deciding
yeah,
factor.
Yeah, so it's all... Yeah, so we're trying to promote that so we can use this equipment more that we have.
Yeah, exactly why you need this. So the we're going to have that documented on the website. So that way the customers
yeah.
are able to actually see that and know that
right.
when they're going through it, at the time that they're seeing it. We don't want them to get confused and see something like that and then not get to the part where you're saying, hey, you can hire the operator and we have our licensing. You know, we want to have that all in the same section or on the same page on your website. So definitely
right.
happy that you have that site in the package, you know.
Yeah, okay. All right. So
and that was a gift from me to you, by the way. Usually we charge a setup fee on the site of $99 to get it up and running, but I just threw that in.
Okay.
Since you're giving me your trust, you know, I'm just going to sweeten the deal and try to get us in a good spot to work together long term. That's my
okay.
goal.
Okay.
All right. But thank
yep.
you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you or Mrs. Wood or your son, you know, I sent you my direct number as well, so feel free to call in. Enjoy your evening, and then we'll circle back with you in the morning at 11 a.m. for the client interview.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome,
you.
Arthur. You're welcome, Mrs. Wood. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.